Daily Worship Devotionals Podcast number 9, Repent. Well, hey there, friends. How are you? Me, I am blessed beyond all measure. My name's Rob Still. I'm a worship leader in Nashville, and welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals, a 5-minute podcast dedicated to studying the Word of God, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, all along the framework of the Christian year calendar. Right now, we're in the season of Epiphany, the season of light, and today, we're going to be talking about John the Baptist and repentance. So here we go. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, repent and bear good fruit. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. This is one of my mashup versions where I combine the NIV, the Message, aspects of the voice, and the Christian Standard Bible. I like to pull out the nuances from each translation. It just helps with understanding the meaning of the passage. Here we go. Luke 3. The word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked paths shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Now, when crowds of people came out for baptism because it was the popular thing to do, John exploded. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Don't just talk of turning to God. You'd better bear authentic fruit of a changed life. Don't take pride in your religious heritage, saying, we have Abraham for our father. Listen, God could turn these rocks into children of Abraham. What counts is your life. God wants you to bear fruit. If you don't produce good fruit, then you'll be chopped down like a fruitless tree and made into firewood. God's axe is taking aim and ready to swing. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. All right, I want to share some thoughts on three aspects of this passage. First, the phrase, the word of the Lord came to John. My NIV commentary says this refers to the source of John's preaching and authority for his baptizing. God's message came to John just like it came to the Old Testament prophets. So John's quoting Isaiah, and he is flowing in that anointing, that prophetic anointing and spirit that Isaiah had when he proclaimed it. Thought number two, the ministry of preparation. The prophet said, prepare the way of the Lord. All right, so what do you think it means to prepare the way for the coming king? You see, John was doing the work of preparing the people morally and spiritually for the arrival of the Messiah. The work of preparation involves purification, purifying the head, the heart, and the hands. The head, the heart, and the hands. Simply put, purify our thought life, the inner dialogue, to purify heart's intentions, and to purify the actions of our hands. Secondly, or subpoint number two, proclamation. The work of preparation involves purification. The work of preparation involves proclamation, declaring the word of God, the heart of God, the intention of God to everyone. Everywhere. This is part of the ministry of preparing the way. That is simply sharing the good news of the gospel that Jesus saves. Verse 6 in this passage said, all people will see God's salvation. And then subpoint number 3 is setting God's house in order. So, the operative question here is, are you ready? Are you prepared? Am I prepared? Or as Dr. Robert A. Cook would say on Walk with the King today, are you sleeping on the job? Think about that. Okay, my final point here is point 3, the nature of repentance. Repentance requires an authentic change. Now, the Greek word here is metanoia, and it means a change of mind or to change direction, so that the trajectory of your thoughts and actions is towards God and not away from God. So, to be sure, that's going to mean moral purity or moral piety, to forsake, you know, sinful behaviors. But John is calling out the church leadership for hypocrisy and being so entrenched in their legalistic rule-keeping. He is calling them out for religiosity. It's all fake. Their religious practices are baloney. And he's saying, your ideas about being in relationship with God are all wrong. You've got to change your wrong ideas about God. That's repentance. To repent is more than just get the sin out of your life, brother. To repent means to change your lifestyle, to change your church culture, to change anything and everything that is not aligned with doing it God's way. Man, that's why I'm doing this Bible study, because we all have wrong ideas about God. Man, I certainly do not claim to have the answers. I'm just reading my Bible and the commentaries and other sources, and I'm sharing what I'm learning. So what we need is to do this process of metanoia, to turn away from man-made ideas and application based on that to the principles of God's words and God's ways. This is the same kind of stuff A.W. Tozer would say. In fact, Tozer says this, an honest man or woman with an open Bible and a pad and pencil is sure to find out what is wrong with him or her very quickly. I recommend that self-examination be made on our knees, rising to obey God's commandments as they are revealed to us from the Word. There is nothing romantic or colorful about this plain, downright way of dealing with ourselves, but it gets the work done. Amen. So, hey man, if you are involved in any way in worship ministry at your church, your calling is to lead people in worship, and worship prepares the way for the King. And we are called to repent so that we would be amongst those who are prophetically preparing the way. Let's pray. Father, you have called us to be preparers of the way for the coming of the King. So help us to bear the fruit of repentance for Jesus' sake. We ask for your help in this. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, well, I hope that helps you. That's my earnest prayer. We're all in this together. So, thank you for watching. DailyWorshipDevotionals.com is the web address. You can go there for the transcript as well as other free resources. And if you like this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, or YouTube, where you can see my handsome mug. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Thanks so much. The Lord be with you. This is the day.